Subaltern Melaton Gubthorpe Digglethwaite was consumed by a longing to be at Redwall Abbey as soon as possible. By that token, so were his travelling companions. Accordingly, they were all awake and on the march long before dawn. The prospect of breakfast at the Abbey lent a spring to their steps. Young Auroria Witherspike began singing. She was noted in the troop for her sweet voice. It was not a particularly rousing marching song, but the beauty of it soon took effect. Every beast felt light-pawed, dreamy, almost as the Hogmaid's clear tones rose to the softly dawning day.
When gentle dawn bedecks the land, through woodland green I roam, where friendly trees stirred by the breeze shed deep the leafy loam. Small birds sing sweetly to the sky, pray turn dark night to day. By copse and hill, o'er brook and rill, I wend my happy way. For there, mid joyous scenes like these, our heart finds rest and ease. Where moss and fern and forest flowers of every rainbow hue play host to bee and butterfly, all bathed in early dew. Whilst hawthorn, oak and sycamore in every quiet glade do please the eye of passers-by with dappling sun and shade. For them mid joyous scenes like these my heart finds rest and ease.
The last tremulous notes of the lovely melody had scarce died in the pale dawn light when Diggs roared out,
"There 'tis! There 'tis! What ho, chaps! Redwall Abbey! The very place! What?"
He was pointing through a break in the trees at a dim distant shape. Logalog Django confirmed the sighting.
"Aye, that's the Abbey rooftops you can see. When we gets closer, you'll see the bell tower alongside it."
Old Crumfish shook a grey spike head.
"I doubt we'll be in time for breakfast. Too far off yet. These paws of mine can't go any faster. Unless y'all want to run along and I'll follow."
Oakheart Witherspike would hear of no such thing.
"We all go together, mother dear. Even if I have to carry you on my back."